We're going to start out by looking at the book of Proverbs. If you have your Bible with you, you can open to the book of Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 12. Proverbs chapter 20, we just want to glean together the wisdom of God and receive the strategies that God has for us, and we're going to go into prayer. Proverbs chapter 20, if you have your Bible with you, and verse 12. The Bible says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eyes, the Lord has made them both." And I'm going to read it again. "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both." What does this mean? We're going to get to understand that as we read further. And I would love us to join me also to Romans chapter 8, if you have your Bible with you, or you can just hear me read it. Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read verse 37. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And if you're going to have the benefit of reading from verse 31 of that Romans chapter 8, you will see the things that Apostle Paul was saying. He said in verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things that he had mentioned earlier?" You know, he said, if God is for us, who can be against us? And I want you to understand this. If God is for you, who can be against you? And one of the things I love to say when I pray is, "Lord, I thank you because you are for me and not against me." Because when God is for you, like Apostle Paul is asking, who can be against you? "He who died, who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him give him also freely? How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Do you see that? "Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Now, he's now going into details. "Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things," so I want you now understand the context behind verse 37. "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors." I want you to say to yourself, "Yet in all," I don't know what you are going through right now. Are you going through your own share of tribulation? Are you going through your own share of distress? Are you going through your own share of persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And I want to understand that these things are contextual. For some people, nakedness doesn't mean that they don't have clothes on. It means that they are not able to meet up with basic necessities of life. They are not able, you know, nakedness for some people could mean that they are not able to foot their bills. Like their family requires some things from them, which are basic things they should be able to meet up with, and they cannot meet, and it makes them feel naked. Because nakedness is a place of shame, is a place of disgrace, is a place where one is ashamed. Is it peril? Troubles? What is it you are going through? The Bible says in verse 37, "Yet in all these things, in the midst of the tribulation, the famine, in the midst of the nakedness, in the midst of the peril, in the midst of the distress." Another word is distress. Oh, a lot of people are going through deep distress. They are distressed because there's no hope. Many people are so afraid of their future. It's looking so bleak. But can you trust in the one that holds tomorrow? But he said, "Yet in all these things, we are more." And I want you to believe it. And we're going to be looking into the scripture to see what is the strategy that makes us more than conquerors through him who loved us. But I want you to first see that the Bible says, yet in all these things, no matter what is coming our way, be it distress or tribulation or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril, the Bible says we are yet in all these things, we are more than we are not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. And he put a caveat. He said, through him who loved us. So the key to our conquering is through him who loved us. And he went further in verse 38. He said, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. The him who loved us is God that loved us and gave his son for us. So through him who loved us, we are more than conquerors, because he has given us his all. And that's why in verse 32 he's saying, he said, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up. So every time you are trusting God for something, I want you to think about what God has given you already. That's a strategy there. So when you are praying, because, you know, in activation night, the Holy Spirit opens us up to strategies for prayer. So when you come to the place of prayer, trusting God for a need, or you are going through a particular season in your life, and you're trusting God to bring you through out of that season, bring you through that season. One of the strategies that we must deploy first, you must understand, the first understanding that we must have, which is like the strategy 101, is that in all of these things, the Bible says, yet you are more than conqueror. So let that faith be built in your heart. Have faith that you are more than conqueror, irrespective of the peril you are going through, the distress you are going through, the tribulation you are going through, the persecution you are going through. Know that you are more than conqueror through him that loves you. That God loves you so much, and he has given you an overcoming spirit. He has given you victory before the battle started. Then the second strategy we are looking at is in this verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him? Do you see it in your Bible? Or you're hearing me say it? It's in the Word of God. I'm reading Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him? Many of us, when we pray to God, we want God to give us things without him. But the strategy in God is that God gives us things with him. I'm going to say that again. When we come to the place of prayer, the first thing and confidence we must have, the first strategy, is that you know that you have Christ. You have him. That's what Apostle Paul said, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering. So Apostle Paul was quick to understand this strategy, that if you have Christ, you have everything. So when you come to the place of prayer, having him, the Bible now says that if he did not spare his son and delivered him up for us, how will he not with him? So if you don't have him, you can't have all things that are freely given by God. So the things that you desire from God, you need to ask from God with him. Hallelujah. Let me break it down further. So when you come to Christ Jesus, trusting God for a child, you are asking for a child with him. Do you see it? With him. I don't want to lose Jesus for having and have a child. I want to, with Jesus, have a child. I don't want to get married and not have Jesus. I want to have Jesus and get married. The Bible, Apostle Paul said, this is a strategy. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us? Is it some things? Yeah. All things. So there is nothing you are trusting God for that is not captured in all things. So whatever you are trusting God for, Jesus himself said that many of us pray and we don't get response to our prayers because we ask amiss. So Apostle Paul here is sharing the wisdom of God with us that the way not to ask amiss is to ask with him. Do we see it? Somebody say strategy number two. Now let us join me to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. Now we want to practically look at these strategies. Then we'll now break these two strategies down using the case study of Joshua and the destruction of the wall of Jericho. How were the children of Israel and Joshua able to conquer and overcome Jericho? We want to see it. Joshua chapter 5, let's take our read from verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" I want you to pause there. The first thing that happened to Joshua is that Joshua saw. How many of us remember that we read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12? The seeing eyes and the hearing ear, God has made both of them. Now, for us as believers to be able to step into victories, successive victories in our lives, we must have the seeing eyes and what? The hearing ears. You got it. The seeing eyes and the hearing ears. The one that God made. Do we see it? So, the first thing we see from this is that Joshua lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him. He was able to see. Somebody say see. To overcome, you must be able to see. You must be able to see. Many of us are blind in the spirit. That's why God was speaking to, I think, the children of Israel, or when he was talking to the prophet in Israel, he said they have eyes, but they cannot see. He said seeing they do. So you have eyes to see. And because we know that the spiritual controls the physical, we must not be blind in the spirit. Joshua lifted up his eyes and saw. So let's read verse 14. So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. Now, what preceded the strategy for overcoming Jericho was first seeing eyes. Imagine that Joshua did not see the commander of the Lord's army. Because you see, there's something called cause and effect. There are things that you need to see for you to be able to step into the next thing. How many of us remember the story of Moses? Moses first had to see the burning bush. Then he drew near, then he heard. I'm going to say that again. Moses saw the bush that was burning, that was not consumed. And when he saw it, he was amazed at the sight, and he drew close to see it closer. Then he heard. Joshua saw a man. And when he looked, he saw the man with his sword drawn. So you see, Joshua was not just a man that was not paying attention. He was a man that was paying attention. He was seeing. He was able to see the realm of the spirit. So we're going to pray tonight for seeing eyes, because it is a key strategy to overcoming in the kingdom. You must see. You must see. It's important that you see. If you are blind, you will fall into the ditch. You will be destroyed. You will become a prey. You must see. Now, let's go to Joshua chapter 6. We're reading on from verse 1. Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. Now, if Joshua had not seen the command of the Lord's army, he would not have heard the instruction of removing his sandal. He would not have heard the further instruction of God. I will see in verse 3. He said, you shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all round the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And the seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow the trumpet. It shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, every man straight before him. That was the instruction. Now, Joshua 5:13-15 preceded Joshua 6:1-5. The first strategy that we shared from the book of Romans is that you must understand and see that Jesus has been given to you. So the Bible says, and now I want to correlate it. Before some people start looking for a man that is drawing sword, that is a commander of the Lord's army, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus. Yes. Look, so you must see Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. To overcome, you must see Jesus. Do we see it? You must see Jesus. To overcome, you must see Jesus. And what that simply means is that you must pay attention. Looking does not mean look. Looking and look is not the same. Looking talks about an action that is continuous. Looking talks about the steadfastness and the consistency of the action. Looking unto Jesus. To perpetually overcome, the number one strategy, we've talked about two strategies that we are refining it now with the scripture we have read in Joshua chapter 5 and chapter 6. You must see Jesus. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 12, I said, the seeing eyes and the hearing ears. So the eyes that see Jesus is God that made it. That's what the Bible says, that no one by the Holy Spirit can say Jesus is accursed. And no one without the Holy Spirit will say Jesus is Lord. So seeing Jesus requires seeing eyes that the Lord has made. Looking unto Jesus. It is when you see Jesus that you can hear the Lord. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, he said, take your sandal off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy. And the Lord started speaking. So Jesus is our way. If we don't see him, we cannot hear God. And God is the master strategist. He is the one that has the overcoming strategy for our lives and destinies. We fight several unique battles, but God has the ultimate strategy for everyone. If you look through, if you take your time to study the many battles that Joshua fought, God gave him specific strategies for each place they overtook. overcoming. You know, if you know, in this month of February, you can take your time to do a study how Joshua was able to overcome by the instruction of God. How God was giving him strategy upon strategy. And if something was going to go wrong and they would get defeated, he would go back to God and ask God, and God would tell him why they were defeated. So if they had stayed with God, they would never be defeated. So if you look unto Jesus in this month, in this year, you will never be defeated. Looking unto Jesus, that is a strategy, the number one strategy to overcoming. The number one strategy to living a defeatless life, it is looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Then when you look unto Jesus, the Bible says, and they looked unto him and their faces were lightened. They looked unto him and something happened. You can't look unto Jesus and nothing happens. You can't look unto Jesus and nothing happens. The Bible says that as long as Peter was looking at Jesus, he did not sink. And when he started looking at the storms, that's what happens to us. When we start paying attention to the peril, when we start paying attention to the tribulation, when we start paying attention to the famine, when we start paying attention to the nakedness, then we start sinking. Then we start getting defeated. Oh, Rabbi Yatania Mashaka Diaba. Oh, Rekete Velebo. Looking unto Jesus. Oh, Yabakure Balamantia. I'm looking unto Jesus this year. My eyes will not leave him. I'm looking unto Jesus this year. Oh, as I step into the month of February, I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm looking unto Jesus. As I look unto him, my face become radiant and I am not ashamed. No more nakedness. You overcome. You overcome. You overcome, you overcome, you overcome. Looking unto Jesus. Your number one strategy to overcoming is looking unto Jesus. See him. Hi, yes. Like that song, someone says, I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels ascending everywhere. You must see. I see his spirit fixing things again. That's what you must see. As we step into this new month, that's what you must see. You must see. If you don't see, you will not overcome. If you don't see, you can ascend. To ascend into your destiny, to ascend into your prepared place, requires you seeing Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. And for Joshua, we can see it. When he saw, he also heard. And the Lord said, he said, Joshua, see, behold. He said, see, I've given you Jericho. God start speaking. God start making declarations. God start telling you what he has given you with him. So you see the second strategy coming into play. With him. Because without him, you cannot see. With him, you see what God has given to you. No one Apostle Paul was saying in Ephesians, he said he has given us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It is with him that we are given all things. With him. When we see him, we ascend. We take our place. He said, then you will hear a voice behind you say, this is the way. Walk in it. As you turn to the left, as you turn to the right, you will hear a voice. As you look unto Jesus, you will hear a voice. As you look unto Jesus, you will hear a voice. Proverbs 20 verse 12, the seeing eyes and the hearing ears, the Lord has made both of them. And these are critical to overcoming. These are critical strategies to overcoming. You must see Jesus and you must hear God. And you can't hear God without seeing Jesus. Are we ready to pray? I believe it's a good time for us to pray. Lord, I want to see you. Help me to see you. Many of us, the Holy Spirit needs to help us sharpen our focus. Holy Spirit, sharpen my focus on Jesus. Help me to look unto Jesus alone, the author and the finisher of my faith. Help me to see him. Help me to know him. Help me to pursue him. Help me to live for him. Jesus, you are my focus. Jesus, you're the center of my life. Jesus, you're the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus. You, as long as you are just seeing Jesus, you overcome. Oh, Rakazi Beleda Basha. Help me to see you, Jesus. Help me to look unto you alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. Ayadabasha. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Harushele bragada valamina. Haruzele vremenende kulebashatai meloradia satire. Hele bro shada da 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 basa tayara basa tayara basa kapayara basa. Hey, help me to see you. Help me to see you more clearly. Oh, rada vele mene setele minanino shele rota beasata inene melondo lo krugele brahasa tayala bridado si dele bregede velene. Oh, rada vele misetele boshala brahante yada basata yada bruka de vele mi. Oh, rasate meneni melo rosha kadalia baruzele vrebosie ele mene setele rebado si tele rabia tu setele riabakunte nenino no. This is a time to desire seeing eyes that see Jesus alone. Eyes that are made by God, the eyes that are made by the Lord sees Jesus alone. The seeing eyes that the Lord has made that sees Jesus alone, I receive in the name of Jesus. I will no longer be blind. I see in Jesus. Oh, yes, I will not sink in the peril and the nakedness and the tribulation and the famine of life. I look unto Jesus and I stay afloat. I stay overcoming. I stay conquering. I stay conquering in the name of Jesus. Razone mo shakatalia raba senteleria rabosha. I look unto him and my face is lightened and I'm not ashamed in the name of Jesus. I look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I look unto Jesus. I look unto Jesus, my hope. I look unto Jesus. Ayadi bala rose teleria raba. Oh, Oh shane maliri basotele yarabasha intani mani masotele krega balan rose teneri mala rose intele mena shakatani arabase nele rebele setele riabruse de frigoshi melata mina setele girarabasa eno taide bosa. I see Jesus. Le rose yata, my whole eyes are open to see. I receive seeing eyes in the name of Jesus. Eyes that focus on Jesus. Eyes that see Jesus in spite and despite everything that is going on in the world. Eyes that look unto Jesus. Eyes that hope and trust in Jesus. Eyes that fall in love with Jesus. That nothing will be able to separate me from the love of Christ. Hello, shaname mosita yadabash. I receive seeing eyes. I receive seeing eyes. Oh, eyes that can discern Jesus, that can discern his presence in the midst of all that I'm going through. Eyes that can discern the will of God. Eyes that can see what the Lord is doing. Hey, hey, eyes that can see what the Lord is saying. Eyes that can see the direction the Lord is moving. Hayaputele. Le rosha de bonosiata. Hello da balemana seteleri abashaka dalabrahas. He le roseteleri abashaka tania malebrokozia. Mele dele brakazete. Eyes that can see that those that are with us are greater than those that are against us. Eyes that can see the Lord fighting. Hayata Tony Abashadalaba. Le Rose Nenemo Shala Bragadawasi. Rosa Nenemo Shataya. Eyes that can see the Lord contending with those that contend against us. Eyes that can see what the Lord is doing per season and per time. Hero Shadaliaba. I receive in the name of Jesus. We receive seeing eyes. Eyes that transcend the physical. Eyes that are open even in dreams. Eyes that are opened into visions and trances. Eyes that are opened and connected to the frequency of heaven. Eyes that is able to see even in dreams. Hayata. Eyes that can see. Eyes that can see. Eyes that can see. I receive in the name of Jesus. Ah, no longer will I be blind to what the Lord is doing. I will no longer be spiritually blind. My spiritual eyes are opened. I receive seeing eyes in the name of Jesus. Eyes that can see the operation of angels, that can see the activities of the Holy Spirit, eyes that can perceive. Eyes that will not judge by the natural seeing, that sees things that transcend the natural. I receive in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray for hearing ears. But before we pray for hearing ears, I want to show us something. In that Joshua chapter 5 and verse 15, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. See, it's another thing to see. It's another thing to respond to what you have seen. It's another thing to understand what you have seen. Joshua saw a man. Who the man was, what the man stands for, is another kettle of fish. But he was able to understand. The Bible says in verse 14 that Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped him and said, what does my Lord say to his servant? He understood. So we're going to pray that, Lord, I will not just see, I will understand. Lord, I will not just look unto Jesus and be dull. Lord, I understand. I walk circumspectly as wise. as I see, I walk circumspectly as wise and not as a fool. I know what the will of God is. I understand the will of God per time. As I see, I understand. Because there are people that are having dreams and don't understand what God is saying with the dreams. You are seeing, but you don't understand. This is a time to pray and say, Lord, I just don't want to see alone. I want to understand. As you show me visions, as you show me dreams, as you open me up in the realm of the spirit, Lord, give me an understanding heart. Lord, give me an understanding heart in the name of Jesus. Rakatole malabashetele kelebronda. Elasonteleria borosika. Lord, we just don't desire to see alone. We desire to understand what you are showing us, Lord. Hila rose teleri adabo sakaya. Ho rabale mana seteleri adabo sa. Himblona sin teleri abaru zeleri ab. Melo tayanda liya mosete. Meluzi adaba. If you have been having dreams and you don't recall your dreams, this is the time to pray and say, Lord, I see and I remember. I recall. I understand my dreams. And you are a akayadaba. I receive the spirit of understanding. As I see, I receive the spirit of understanding. Hello, shakla brunene melosiata. Hilero sete adaba. The spirit of understanding brings clarity to what you see. Can we pray? Galabu sete alaba shing levronos. Hello, ndali brakasea. I receive the spirit of understanding in the name of Jesus. As I see, I understand. As I see, I understand. In the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of understanding. In the name of Jesus, I'm able to understand what I see. In the name of Jesus, I receive the supernatural ability to understand the things that are shown me in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, Rano Seteleria Badoshi, Melone la Bashakatala Ruseteleria Botelebrakan, Hinanosia. The Bible says concerning the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and the seasons, and they knew. Kayapa. As I see, I know what to do per time. I know what to do about what I see. I have an understanding of what I see. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of understanding that you gave Daniel, that you gave to Joseph, Lord, I receive in the name of Jesus. The spirit of understanding that you gave to Solomon, the spirit of understanding dimension of Jesus, I receive in the name of Jesus. What I see in the realm of the spirit, I understand. In the name of Jesus, Karuzele Melo Shalabrahasi, Horana Ketele Bredebo Sitele Bregadel, Melerado Setele Minana Shakataya, Hiro Sataya Dabashada Daba Setele Yerebosi, Hernandele Ruse Clafra Bayada. I understand spiritual patterns. I understand spiritual patterns in the name of Jesus. I'm able to understand. I receive the spirit of understanding to know what to do per time, to know what the Lord is saying per season in the name of Jesus. Hayasutele vrado shela rabaninde, rosso tole rabade nibleko shala rabasi, melonza nine mo shaharia. My visions and my dreams will not be manipulated. In the name of Jesus, raza nine mo shataraba. I receive a clear understanding in the spirit. I receive clear understanding in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, ya santi le ruge le vras. Inno no seti la brehendo. E craba da bala brune sete le riadabo sikla haranoshi. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have prayed about seeing heights. We are going to pray about hearing hears. Joshua was able to hear. And see, if you take your time to read the entire Joshua chapter 6, God spoke to Joshua. And Joshua heard well. Because everything God told Joshua is exactly what he did. God shared a strategy with Joshua on how to bring down the walls of Jericho. And as God reeled out the strategies to Joshua, that's what exactly Joshua did. We are going to pray to God. Lord, I receive hearing ears. I receive ears that hear beyond the natural. I receive ears that hear the instruction of God. I receive ears that hear and run swiftly, and run swiftly with clarity the instruction of God. I receive hearing ears that is not interfered by the elements of this world in the name of Jesus. I receive hearing ears in the name of Jesus. Ears that hear the instruction, that hear beyond the audible in the name of Jesus. I hear beyond the audible in the name of Jesus. My ears are opened. I receive supernatural ears that the Lord has made. I receive hearing ears. I want you to pray specifically using that scripture in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 12. I receive hearing ears that the Lord has made. I receive hearing ears that the Lord has made. I receive hearing ears that the Lord has made. In the name of Jesus. Rado zenemine nushela brakadosi. Elontane maseteleri ararabo shakatania. I receive the hearing ears that the Lord has made in the name of Jesus. I receive hearing ears that the Lord has made in the name of Jesus. My ears are open to hear. My ears are open to hear. My ears are open to hear in the name of Jesus. Rasa de balaruzele vrebele labosha. In clapanteleri. Melanda namasenteleri abokoshi labrega develens. I receive hearing ears. My ears are open. My ears are open. In the name of Jesus. Hayason teleri ararabose vrebele nekujele vragon de la rusi. Meledos intani melosha kataya. I hear a voice. I hear the voice of the Lord in season and out of season. I hear the voice of God saying to me, this is the way, walk in it. I do not walk in the way that seems right unto me. I walk in the way of the Lord. I follow the instructions and the precepts of the Lord. I hear the voice of the Lord and I hearken to the voice of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Razo teleria bo setere mino shela braga dava. Inno na sentene mele mono shetele raba dava lento. Elonda na me sataya rabasa. Me zondeleri jele raba de. Me la sataya na mashata. Me lo sateleria bado sikeba. Me lonto le braga de. I receive hearing ears in the name of Jesus. I receive the ears that the Lord has made. I receive the ears that the Lord has made. In the name of Jesus, Rabos emle manun tele rabadosi. Mana sotele ribon tala braga davias. I receive hearing ears in the name of Jesus. Yasude la brosiata. The voice of my master and my shepherd I will hear. I will not hear the voice of a stranger. I will not hear the voice of an hireling. In the name of Jesus. Maron zenenemoshiata. I am the sheep of the fold of the Lord, and I know his voice. I know his voice. The voice of a stranger I will not heed to. The voice of a stranger I will not follow. In the name of Jesus, I will not be manipulated by the voice of the hirelings. I will not be manipulated by the voice of the hirelings. In the name of Jesus, I hear the voice of the Lord, my shepherd, Jesus Christ. As he leads me how to find pasture, I follow him in the name of Jesus. Rada bele mele seta. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm praying a dimension of prayer now that I want to bring us into the understanding of. It's one thing to hear. It's one thing to understand what you are hearing. We talked about seeing. It's one thing to see. It's another thing to understand what you see. Peter was on the rooftop waiting to be fed, and he fell into a trance, and they were bringing sheets of animal before him, said, kill and eat. And he said, I'm not going to eat something that is unclean. And he was seeing something, but he did not understand what he was seeing. And it's also possible to hear and not understand what you are hearing. And that's why we're going to pray. that, Lord, I receive the spirit of understanding. I understand what I hear in the name of Jesus. I understand the voice of the Lord. I recognize that. That's the prayer that I want to bring us into that dimension of it. I recognize the voice of the Lord. I hear the voice of the Lord, and I understand the voice of the Lord. See, I want to give us an example. Jesus was speaking when he was talking about the fact that he's the door. And he said he's the door to the, he's the one that is a door to the sheep. And he said he's a good shepherd. You see, when Jesus was giving that example, he was simply saying to us that there are other people that are not shepherds. He said those that will come through other means rather than the door. He said he called them hirelings. They said they have come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but he's a good shepherd. And when the good shepherd, you see, when you understand animal, when shepherds and sheep are coming together, there's a way the shepherd will lead the sheep and the sheep will understand it. And the sheep that fails to understand it will go astray and become a prey. I'll say that again. The sheep that fails to understand or stubbornly refuses the direction and the leading of the shepherd oftentimes will go astray and will become a prey. And that's why this strategy of overcoming is critical. We must hear and understand. We must hear and understand. And I want us to pray in the next few minutes that, Lord, I receive the grace to recognize the voice of my shepherd, to understand the voice of my shepherd, and to follow my shepherd, Jesus Christ. I receive the grace to recognize the voice of Jesus in every season of my life. I receive the grace to understand, recognize the voice of Jesus, and follow the leading of Jesus in every season of my life, irrespective of all of anything I'm going through, in the midst of nakedness, in the midst of peril, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of famine. I recognize the voice of my shepherd, and I follow, and I respond to the voice of my shepherd. Hela rusetele rabayandi. Melontonami sataraba. The voice of a stranger I will not follow. Oh, I hope somebody understands this. During the time of nakedness and famine, there are always voices. There are always voices, many voices. But the key to overcoming is that you recognize the voice of the shepherd. The key to overcoming is that you follow the instruction of the shepherd. I recognize the voice of my shepherd in and out of season. And I follow every of his instruction in the name of Jesus. I will not become a prey of the enemy. I am an overcomer. Hey, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Oh, glory to God. Rabado Shiataba. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Can you declare it? Yet in all these things, I'm more than conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves me. Ruba Rabayande. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to go back to some of the scriptures that we have read together. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 12. We looked at Romans chapter 8. We read from 31. I think we read up to about verse 40 or so. I want you to go back to those scriptures. Read, study them, pray with them. The Holy Spirit has raised some powerful strategies. This is the time to deploy them. As you're stepping into a new month, we're still early in the year. This is a time to put these strategies to work. The first one is looking unto Jesus. It requires your steadfastness. You are not looking away. Looking requires consistency. You are not looking away, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So it's important that we look unto him. And the second one that we share together is important that we understand that we need to know that with him, we have been given all things. With him. So don't desire anything without him. What you will receive answers for, and the Lord will entrust you to be steward over, are the things that you have received with him. Is that a powerful strategy to start praying with? With Christ Jesus, I receive good health. With Christ Jesus, I receive my own home. With Christ Jesus, I receive my own fruitful and flourishing business. With Christ Jesus, you understand it? The Lord knows that you are not planning to abscond. You are not running away. The Bible said we should be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. How can we be steadfast looking unto Jesus? Unmovable, that the things we are asking of God, we are asking in Christ Jesus. And we keep abounding. We always abound. We will always abound. And I pray that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Can we give God praise and honor the Lord, worship him?